Was he sacked? Was he clipped? This is JJ. Because unless you get 2,000, you can't do it. Now, off the interchange is Tommy Lynch, well, AFL Fantasy.
We said to him, we said...
You said to him last week.
I did. I said, I refuse to call you the expert if you're going to toss up numbers like that. And
so he's been sucked.
Continued, and we just said, have a little spell and then come back when you start getting your form back. But one bloke who is in ripping form, and I'm going to announce him as our new AFL Fantasy expert, is Tom Lynch, and he joins us now. Tom, how are you going?
Good, thanks, fellas. He mightn't get his spot back, so it'll be interesting to see how I go.
Well, that's what happened with Matt Crouch and Jared Lyons. JL comes in, no spot, Matty.
Hang on, Tom, we'll be the judge of that, okay? Hey, come on, some ins and outs. Give us some.
Yeah, look, well, going through his team, obviously I didn't have much to work with, but we've tried to make some money in my first appearance.
Yeah.
So we have sacked Alex Rance, which is an interesting one.
Yeah.
He's a very good player, obviously, but he costs a fortune. So I'm trying to play a little bit of money ball here, and I'm going to bring in the young debutant Sam Collins at the Fremantle Dockers. So hoping to look to make between 50 and 100K there. He's obviously got a small price tag, and I think this week he might be able to, I think he's a good ball winner, so he might be able to make us some money.
Now, Lynchy, we were talking with Josh last week, and he was talking about his defence, and it was underperforming, and he actually threw up Heath Shaw's name. Please tell me he traded him in, because he got 203 last week, Heath Shaw, 36 kicks.
Well, knowing Josh, he probably didn't bring him in. So I think he only scored 1,800 for the week, so I think Heath nearly scored that himself. So, it's an interesting one, but he has mentioned to me to back him in. He's obviously regained some really good players in the last month. Guys like McVay and Ablett and Hall and Robbie Gray. One of our favourites, Bernard Vince, is back. And Dion Prestia as well. So he reckons he's going to make a little bit of a late run for the title. But, we might have to change ownership.
Okay, a couple of get-em-ins. AFL Fantasy Expert is T-shirt Tommy Lynch. Should I get Tom Liberatore? What do you think?
Yeah, look, he obviously can post some really good numbers. The good thing with Tommy is he can win the ball himself, but also he's got a great ability to get tackles, as you saw the other week. I would go for a bit more of the kicking player. So someone who handballs probably as much as him, I'd pass on for someone like Heath Shaw, as you said earlier.
My son's going to get rid of Tom Lynch. Pause. The Gold Coast Tom Lynch. Is that a good call, Tom?
Well, I don't think it is a good call. Ooh. I think he's a very good player. I think he's kicked 32 goals this year.
Yeah.
Last week he just came up against one of the premium defenders in the comp, who I know prides himself on beating the really good players in the game. So, he'll bounce back this week. For the rest of the year, I can see my namesake is going to be a very close to the top of that comp at the end of the year.
Yeah. How'd you go? You met him up there. I saw a couple of pictures in the paper. Tom Lynch shaking hands with Tom Lynch.
Yeah, it was awkward, actually. He didn't actually know my name. So.
that is not true.
Did you have an argument about who's the best Tom Lynch? Did you go up and say, I'm better than you on the Oval?
Yeah, well, as I said, he didn't know my name. So when I introduced myself, that was obviously an awkward couple of seconds.
Serious?
There. But, he was obviously a really nice guy. We share the same management group, so we found a bit of middle ground there something to talk about anyway.
So why the hell did he think that you two were having the photo?
I wasn't quite sure. I think,
what an idiot.
Yeah, look, it was... It was interesting, but he got it in his head for the next day, obviously.
Good on you.
Hey, tell us about what's going on with the basketball, the NBA, Golden State, a record run they had during the normal season and now under the pump in the playoffs.
Yeah, so we had the boys, we got back from training yesterday, we're all tuning into the scores and, once again, Oklahoma were able to get a huge lead at the half and were able to sustain that. So they've got a 3-1 series lead at the minute and it's going to be pretty tough for Golden State to turn it around. But as you said, they had the record amount of wins for a season, got the first unanimous MVP in Stephen Curry. So if anyone's probably going to do it, it would be them. So I'm not sure if you know Bix, but they've got two more games at home, Golden State, so probably should win them. But,
what are you saying? Not sure if I know. Of course I know.
Well, okay. Of course you know that they've got two more games at Golden State. But the Oklahoma boys, they've got Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, and as Josh would say, two of the top five players in the game, so they're going to be tough to beat.
Oh, they did everything but mount Steph Curry, though. They can't do that again. It was unfair what they did to him, the attention they gave him.
Well, yeah, he copped that attention last year when our own Matty Dellavedova, stopped him in the first couple of games. So he was able to respond to that. So the next few games are going to be pretty fun to watch, I think.
Tom, what happened to the bloke that kicked the other bloke fair in the nuts?
Yeah, there was some debate about that, but yeah, he got let off.
Oh, did he? Really? Kicked him fair in the click-clacks, fair in the Jimmy and Fools.
Got fined 25K, so...
25K?
Makes the melee seem pretty tame, getting
15,000 for each cod.
It does, but he probably pulls that out of his Maserati and goes, yeah, okay, I get to play in the next game.
Okay, well, listen, I don't want to go half-cocked here, and I tend to do that, but Tom's a keeper.
Oh, absolutely.
JJ's out. Tom Lynch.
Well, he's done.
That was conclusive and exclusive.
And comprehensive.
And comprehensive, T-shirt. Good man.
I hope he's listening.
No, thanks for joining us, mate.
Well done, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
There you go. Full fantasy expert there, Tom Lynch. JJ off the bench. He's in Brisbane?
He's not in Brisbane.
No, I know. I was told not to say that. Bix, it's a joke.
I know. I'm laughing with you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I rolled my eyes.
You've got your dugs up. You want to crack me.
No, I don't.
It was a joke. He's staying. Tom Lynch, brilliant.